And now, letters from listeners. We heard strong words this week about our interview with Democratic Senator Zell Miller of Georgia. Last Saturday, the senator told Steve Inskeep why he has endorsed President Bush for re-election and why he feels the Democratic Party is in trouble in the South. Dennis Wade Coffey of Boone, North Carolina writes, I listened with utter amazement to NPR's interview with Senator Zell Miller that the catalyst of his admiration for George W. Bush is Bush's feeding his dogs first thing upon arising is absurd. As a Southern Democrat, I'm insulted that Miller calls himself one. He should do the honorable act of officially changing his party affiliation to that of Republican. He'll feel better, and I know that I will. Mildred Katz of Bennington, Vermont, found Senator Miller's remarks depressing. She wrote, Looks as if the South has risen to the detriment of all who believe in democracy, civil liberties, racial equality, protecting the environment, and international cooperation. Maybe this time the North will have to start thinking about secession. Also on our show last week, host Steve Inskeep revealed that he was wearing a kilt during his interview with Andrew Bolton, curator of an exhibit of skirts for men at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. That story prompted Emily Johnston of Westminster, Maryland, to write in, It is curious that people find it acceptable for women to wear men's clothes, but not for men to wear women's clothes. Frankly, I wonder why anybody wants to wear women's clothes, including women. Skirts are cold, in winter, uncomfortable to sit in, walk in, especially do serious labor in. Certainly you can't ride a horse in one without the travesty known as a side saddle. Get comfortable in whatever it is you wear and write to us. Send your comments to watc@npr.org. Remember to tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name. And please include your telephone number.